ஹலோ ஆல், வெல்கம் டு யெட் அனதர் எபிசோட் ஆஃப் கிரிக்கெட் அன்பிளக்ட் ஸ்னிப்பெட்ஸ், அ ஃபெஸ்டிவல்ஸ் ஸ்பெஷல் எபிசோட். ஸோ ஆஸ் யூ ஆல் நோ, திஸ் டைம் ஆஃப் த இயர் அக்ராஸ் இந்தியா அண்ட் அக்ராஸ் த வேர்ல்ட் இண்டியன்ஸ் செலிப்ரேட் நியூ இயர். ஸோ ஃபார் பீப்புள் இன் கர்நாடகா, ஆந்திரா அண்ட் தெலங்கானா இட்ஸ் உகாதி. ஃபார் பீப்புள் இன் தமிழ்நாடு இட் இஸ் த தமிழ் நியூ இயர் ஆர் புத்தாண்டு ஆஸ் இட்ஸ் கால்ட், அண்ட் பைசாக்கி, அண்ட் இன் த ஈஸ்டர்ன் பார்ட் ஆஃப் த கண்ட்ரி அண்ட் வி ஹாவ் குடி படுவா இன் மகாராஷ்டிரா. ஸோ டிஃப்ரெண்ட் நேம்ஸ், ஒன் இமோஷன் அண்ட் ஒன் பர்பஸ், தட் இஸ் த ஸ்டார்ட் ஆஃப் த நியூ இயர் இன் ரிலீஜியஸ் அண்ட் கேலண்டர் இயர். அஃப்கோர்ஸ் இட் ஸ்டார்ட்ஸ் இன் ஆன் ஜான் ஃபர்ஸ்ட், பட் ஆஸ் பர் ஈச் ஸ்டேட் இட்ஸ் யூஸ்வலி ஏப்ரல் 13th, 14th, or 15th எவ்ரி இயர். ஸோ கீப்பிங் தட் ஸ்பிரிட் இன் மைண்ட், த ஃபெஸ்டிவ் ஸ்பிரிட் இன் மைண்ட், திஸ் வி ஆர் கோயிங் டு டூ திஸ் பர்டிகுலர் எபிசோட் ஆஃப் கிரிக்கெட் அன்பிளக்ஸ் ஸ்னிப்பெட்ஸ் ஃபோக்கஸ்ட் ஆன் ஃபெஸ்டிவல்ஸ், ஆஸ் இன் வித் த கரண்ட் ஃபெஸ்டிவல் விச் இஸ் கோயிங் ஆன் இன் இண்டியா, தட் இஸ் அ கிரிக்கெட் கார்னிவல் ஆர் த இண்டியன் பிரீமியர் லீக், அண்ட் the emotions of the speakers including myself attached to seeing players from our states represent the country in on one side, or in this context players represented their respective franchises and what we expect from them, how we feel about them. So I'm going to cover a lot on these lines in this particular episode of Cricket Unplugged Snippets. But before getting there, as I had mentioned in the last episode, that the second wave of the COVID-19 pandemic is well and truly upon us, and every day we see a huge rise in the number of cases. And again, there are two ends to this spectrum. One, we can say we have to move on. We cannot be over cautious. We cannot over think about this issue. We have to move on and get on with our life. Business has to get back to where it was earlier. That is very understandable, and that's the right approach. But that approach has to be backed with following basic norms, which is part and parcel of our normal life now. Like it or not, it is part and parcel. So the very fact that there are stampedes across all political rallies in different parts of the country, there is huge crowds pouring into the Kumbh Mela, and as I saw a few days back, there's huge crowds in markets everywhere because there's the festive season, so people want to step out and buy new clothes. So it is truly well and good if you follow the norms and stay safe, because this new wave or the second wave, as medical experts call, is really harmful, and it is affecting many more people than even in 2020. So as I record this particular episode, we got to know that Maharashtra is going back to almost like a complete lockdown, of course with certain restrictions eased because economy has to move on. So they can't completely shut down everything. So keeping that aside, everything else, like most of the state is in a curfew thanks to the rise in the number of cases. And there is one more angle to it. So we have always taken it for granted that suppose we get sick, we can go to a doctor and they will provide a solution to us. So, but have you guys thought about the situation of doctors across the world, not only India, since the pandemic has hit us? Because why I say this is I saw a couple of tweets as the cases are raging across the country, and few of them were from doctors, and they said that yes, you may be bored of wearing masks, you may be bored of this new normal, you may be bored of being told, be safe, stay safe, follow precautions, maintain distance. You may be bored of all those terminologies, but have you thought of, and but they go on to say, we are tired of endless night shifts, double shifts. We are tired of counting the number of bodies that even certain people have said, their parents also are doctors, the number of bodies their parents would have counted in their life is far more than what they have counted now in the last few months, and even from what's happened in 2020. So we really have to think about what we are doing in the name of getting back to normal, when it's clearly not the case. Yes, nobody is asking you to stay at home and locked and don't and not step out. That is not what I am also trying to say. What I am requesting you all is, this new wave is hitting people between the age of 20 to 40 years more than the first wave, and even children. So keeping that in mind, would request you all to follow basic norms like wearing masks, if possible, avoiding crowded places. So if your job allows you, as I keep maintaining and telling offline and even on this podcast earlier, if your job allows you to stay at home at least for a few days a week, if not all days, please do so. It will help others around you as this virus is spreading. And on that note, I would like to say that yes, it's a start of a new year. That doesn't mean we get back to our old ways. We need to start afresh and follow precautions to stay safe. Thank you.
Got the man with the plan right here. Bring it swagger, the man right here. Living up, I'm sipping on beer. Yeah, clap for me, man right here. Got the man with the plan right here. Bring it swagger, the man right here. Living up, I'm sipping on beer. Yeah, clap for me, man right here.
As I was saying, this is a festival's special episode of Cricket Unplugged Snippets. So in this episode, we will get three voices apart from me who are going to talk about their state, the players who are coming from their state, who are playing for different franchises in the IPL, how they feel while watching their players, and most importantly, considering the number of COVID cases in India, how big is IPL 2021 in these times? So before we get to hear the three voices, I would like to share my thoughts on this, on the same. As in, for 4 or 5 hours, from 6 or 6:30 p.m. in the evening till about 11:30 in the night, no one is bothered, no one is worried, no one is anxious, no one is troubled by the virus and the fear that the virus is spreading in and around them at a very rapid rate. That is only and only because of cricket and IPL 2021 being carried out in such turbulent times. So credit has to be given where it's due, BCCI, and the kind of stringent bio bubbles they have maintained has certainly ensured that we get some really good cricket. So it's not just cricket to divert our attention from the day, the almost hourly basis we get some update of COVID cases in our area or in a different city of India. The cricket action itself is really riveting. Just few examples being the complete domination by Prithvi Shaw and Shikhar Dhawan against CSK, or the scintillating and sublime 119 by Sanju Samson, only to be marred by controversy, as in they required 5 to win of 2 balls and he hit the second last ball to long off with Chris Morris at the other end. And why I say controversy Chris Morris is the highest ever paid cricketer in the history of the IPL. 16.25 crores was shelled out for his all-round ability. But Sanju Samson, being on 119, felt he could finish the game off. And to his credit, the shot which he played in the last ball could have gone for a six if it was a smaller ground. So he played a fantastic knock, unfortunately went in vain. But overall, the cricketing action is truly amazing. And it is keeping us engaged and at the edge of the seats. Like the complete self-destruction of KKR against the brilliance of Mumbai Indians, where they held back Bumrah and had Bolt. So it forced the likes of Nitish Rana, Ian Morgan and the others to target either Kunal Pandya or Rahul Sir. And in that process, wickets started to tumble at a rapid speed. And from a position of complete dominance and strength, Calcutta ended up losing the game by 10 runs. So I wouldn't say Calcutta gave the match away to Mumbai. Mumbai were outstanding. Pressure built by Bumrah and the likes, and Rahul Sahar coming from the other end and picking up 4 wickets truly shows why they are a league above the rest and why they have won 5 IPL titles, where they know how to win from any situation and they have the backing of the players who go out all the way. So that was about the cricket action we have seen so far. I'm sure every day is going to throw up a different fun, different entertainment in this IPL. It started off so well. I'm sure they will go on in a great way. Just to end my portion before I hand over the mic to the other speakers, I would, being a Bangalorean, but also a Tamilian, so I look forward to seeing two kind of players. One, the local talent from Karnataka, like Devdutt Padikkal, to a large extent, mainly only Devdutt Padikkal, because the likes of KL Rahul, Mayank Agarwal are short shot performers. They already played for India across formats, so we know what to expect from them. But why I specifically want to talk about Devdutt Padikkal is he is a special talent. So I saw him in the Syed Mushtaq Ali Trophy in 2019 and even 2020 as well. And it was clear that he is going to make inroads into the Indian team sooner than later. So I really hope that with his unfortunate COVID situation, he had to be left out of the first game. But I think he will come back into the RCB team and he will show what he is made of. So that is one angle. And apart from that, being a Tamilian, I am really looking forward to see how the Tamilians playing across franchises shape up. Like how will Washington Sundar back up his exploits in Australia and in India against England for RCB? Or how will Natarajan go about his business? Will he continue being the Yorker Natarajan? We know. And how will the likes of DK, who gave up captaincy for KKR midway through the last season, shape up as just purely a batsman and keeper? First game he was scintillating, 22 of 9. I think that was the difference between the two sides. But second game against Mumbai, he also couldn't match or live up to the billing of the Mumbai Indians, so he also fell. And even R. Ashwin had a pretty poor start to the tournament. So did Murugan Ashwin. He had a drop catch and he was not that effective with the ball. So I'm looking forward to see how all these players mentioned perform for their respective franchises as the games go along in this IPL. That's about it from my end in this episode. You will now hear 3 voices. First being our co-host Suraj, who brings in a Malayali flavor into this episode, as he's a Malayali who is based out of Chennai. So he's going to bring in the Kerala flavor and also talk about CSK and MSD. Then you will hear Dr. Majunath, who is a Tamilian, who is based out of Nagpur. So he is going to bring in the Tamil flavor, Tamil and only Tamil flavor through CSK and MSD's legacy, and how he thinks CSK is going to fare in this year after a lukewarm 2020. And finally, to wrap up this festival special episode, it's my pleasure to have one of my close friends, my colleague, Kannadiga Chandrakant Sharma, on the show, who talks about RCB and who talks about certain Karnataka players who he is looking forward to. And generally, it is a great thing that I could bring him on the show to get a local Bangalorean and Kannada flavor to this episode and to this podcast as well, as I hope to do more full-fledged episodes with him in the coming days and months. So I leave it to you all to listen to what Suraj, Dr. Manjunath and Chandrakant Sharma have to say. On that note, a very happy Tamil New Year, very happy Ugadi, very happy Vishu to all the listeners of Cricket Unplugged. Stay safe guys, put your masks on and enjoy the festivities with your near and dear ones. Thank you.
ഇതുവരെ കണ്ട സ്ഥലങ്ങളിൽ വെച്ച് ഏറ്റവും ഇഷ്ടപ്പെട്ട സ്ഥലം
കേരളം.
അയ്യേ, ഇവിടെ എന്താ ഉള്ളു?
ഇവിടെ എന്താ ഇല്ലാത്തത്? കടൽ, കായൽ, മലകൾ, ഇഷ്ടംപോലെ പുഴകൾ. ശരിക്കും ഗോഡ്സ് ഓൺ കൺട്രി അല്ലേ കേരളം?
The IPL during these times of COVID second wave hitting, I mean, it's definitely without a shadow of a doubt, it is a huge relief for many people who have a hectic day, and then probably you are only coming to spend your own time at about 7:38, and that's when the match starts. And I think Virat Kohli mentioned in the very first game toss, he said that it's great that the matches are played in India and then prime time again. But I'm not so sure. Even in Dubai it was played during the same time. I'm really not so sure about that, but at least anyway, this is the prime time. 7:30 to probably 10:30, close to 11, is right time for us to enjoy. But that being said, if the authorities are able to pull it off without any cases during the middle of the tournament, then that will be a fantastic achievement, because let's be honest, this virus is there all around us, and even if you are taking a vaccine, there have been multiple cases of people becoming COVID positive again. I haven't really heard of news wherein people have had a lot of dire symptoms after taking the vaccine, after being COVID positive. So that's a good news regarding this. I think that they are just carrying the viral loads after the vaccine, but I don't think there are drastic effects of the virus once you've taken the vaccine. I'm not entirely sure of that. There will be doctors out there who will have a much better and clearer idea regarding this. But that said, during these situations wherein India is facing a second wave, especially after the elections where many of our even our politicians became COVID positive, of course they are exposed to the outer environment for all these political rallies and everything. Our cricketers are fortunately or unfortunately inside that bio bubble, as they call. But again, I really don't know how much of that can be constrained. But if they are able to do that, if they are able to pull it off, then hats off, really. There were a lot of praises for how the authorities were able to do that in Dubai, and I would feel the same should go to the authorities in India if this happens. But that said, every day one match to entertain the people in these tough times is super kind of even the cricketers, you know, especially these Indian cricketers. I think they have been in the bubble for the past, I don't know, 6 months or something. I think in November they went to Australia in a bubble. No, I think September, October something, the IPL started, and then they went from the Dubai bubble to the Australian bubble, and then again the England series, and then again here. Oh my God, it should have been absolutely draining for, you know, a few of these guys. I still remember the happiness on Ravi Shastri's face once the England series got over, that he could, you know, get out of the bubble finally. So it is definitely taxing. It is definitely draining. But kudos to their mental strength. And from what we could see in the first three or four matches of the IPL, it is top-notch cricket as usual. And I think the best performance in the IPL so far this year, and I think it might take another brilliant performance to outdo that, was Sanju Samson's century. Classy innings, absolutely classy innings. One beautiful aspect of that innings, which I loved about Sanju, is that during that middle phase, he said that, I told my partners that, listen, I'm going to take my time. I'm just trying to middle a few balls, because that was the time when then he was dropped a couple of times and he was struggling to find the middle of the bat the whole time. But then there was this middle phase wherein he just rotated the singles, rotated the bowlers, milking them. And then at the other side, I think Riyan Parag, Shivam Dubey and Tevatia, three of them gave caution to the wind. They were going hard at almost everything. I think that sort of helped Sanju. But then again, I think the next 50 runs or something, from 50 to 100, he scored there in about 20 balls. So he was back to his blistering best. And then the thing about Sanju is there are a few shots which you see and then you go, ah, I mean, does anybody in the world make it look so easy? That slight pick up of the hips to just flick it for six, for 80, 90 meter sixes, that is just unbelievable. That's the smoothest hitting that you'll ever see. That's the most easiest way to kill the hopes of a fast bowler. That was pure amazing. Of course, he could not finish it. For a slight moment, I thought that the ball was going over the ropes, as was what even Sanju said. But then, unfortunately, he could not finish it. But that is just a small little mark in the great innings that he had played. So I know that all of the commentators keep on saying this, that, you know, Sanju plays these wonderful 20s and 30s, but then does not carry on. The moment he came into the crease, all of the commentators were saying that, you know, we want Sanju to, you know, stay there. If he stays there for 40, 50 balls, you know what he can do. So he definitely did that. And in the beginning of the IPL, I said that the two people who I was really looking forward to see was Sanju Samson and Rishabh Pant. And of course, both have started off at a good note. Rishabh Pant won against his side, which is led by his guru. And Sanju Samson played probably one of the best innings in the history of the IPL. I don't think anybody else crossed 20s, and he scored almost 120. That was such an amazing innings from Sanju, and I would love to see, and I really hope to see, that this would be a turnaround season. This is something which we have been keeping on saying, but for some people, I think an added responsibility on their shoulders might do a bit of wonder. And maybe this might be the season where Sanju comes out in flying colors. Not that he has not done well, He always sets the stage on fire in the first two, three innings, which he always does in every IPL. But I think let's hope that, you know, he can carry on. The other teams will hope that he doesn't. But that's a class about the man. He's a beautiful timer of the cricket ball. He is somebody who makes batting look so damn easy, so pleasing to the eye. And that is one of the reasons why everybody falls in love with his batting. I don't think there is anybody who says that, no, I don't want to watch Sanju bat, because people really switch on their TVs to watch a person like Sanju bat. You have all these swashbuckling, smacking batsmen from the West Indies who just murder the bowlers for six all around the park. And then there is people like Sanju Samson who smoothly, you know, goes about his work. And at the end of the day, he might be even more effective. So that's the flair that he carries. And I mean, I could go on and on and on about him. Not to forget also, this is the this will probably be the last IPL as a captain and a player for Dhoni for CSK. But Mr. Kashi Vishwanathan said that that's not the case. This won't be his last IPL. Probably he might come as a mentor, or probably he might continue as a player. But you would never know. So in that aspect, it is also very interesting to see how things pan out for Dhoni and CSK. Also, this is the last IPL before all of the teams get reshuffled. So it'll be a fantastic you know, way to see these guys. You know, people like Bravo, Raina, Dhoni, Jadeja. You know, this core team of Chennai Super Kings who have been there for a decade. You know, probably it's their last year. So it's it'll be very interesting to watch that. And that said, I definitely feel that with all the efforts that they're taking for making the festival happen, the biggest sporting festival in India to happen, I certainly wish that over the period of time, these couple of months, there are no cases of the deadly virus. I hope the situation goes through, because at the end of the day, like literally at the end of the day, probably at night, as every cricket fan dreams, the only thing we want to watch is a wonderful cricket match. And if people are willing to give us that, let's just hope that the heavens are also very kind, and then matches do happen without any problems. And to all our viewers, to all our Tamil viewers, Iniya Tamil Puthandu Nalvaazhthukal. And to all our Malayalam viewers, Ente Hrudayam Niranja Vishwasamsakal. Thank you.
A very big hello to all our listeners from the lovely city of Coimbatore, almost the Manchester of the South. So it's a great pleasure and a great opportunity given by Raghav to share my thoughts on the IPL through this podcast, Cricket Unplugged. Today is the 13th of April and I'm recording at around 11 p.m. So first I would like to discuss about how big an advantage is the IPL in the current times of the second wave. So my thoughts on it are a little mixed, because since I am working in quite a high volume center right now, and definitely the cases number is increasing, and there are a lot of speculation about lockdowns and shutdowns which are doing the rounds. So my only honest advice to you all is, don't believe in any rumors and don't check WhatsApp, because all rumors are circulated through WhatsApp. Only believe news from credible sources. And definitely having an IPL is a good thing in the second wave, provided all the precautions are taken and the players are well protected. There should be no exposure of the players to any contact or a case or any crowds. So far it's a good thing and also helps to keep the spirits up. I regularly listen to RJ Balaji and other Tamil commentary team. They always keep us entertained and the mood upbeat. So I am here to also share my thoughts on CSK as a franchise. Well, this season does have a lot of excitement because in the last match they went in with 10 people who could bat. So definitely they are going the English white ball way in their T20 template. So it's a very heartening sign to see, and they have multifunctional, multi-talented players. Moeen Ali has definitely justified his place. I am also waiting for Dhoni to come good. He is looking as fit as ever and raring to go. And definitely they have a few problems to solve, like the death bowling. But apart from that, also excited to see the youngsters perform, like Ruturaj. And also hope that Harinishant gets a game, because Harinishant was instrumental in winning the Syed Mushtaq Ali Trophy final for Tamil Nadu. So definitely there have been a lot of TN players who have come through, although not all of them have played for CSK, apart from Badrinath or the other regulars. So definitely I really look forward to following TN players this IPL. So one player which you all may love to hate but still follow is Vijay Shankar. So definitely I am looking forward to Vijay Shankar having an uninjured season and playing a full IPL first. And also I would like to see him bowl a much more lot of overs and also take some wickets. Definitely Vijay Shankar, the batsman, when he times it, it's very good. But I want to see him add a few more shots to his armory, apart from the extra cover drives that he hits in such a sublime way, and also the extension of the extra cover drives which go for six. So definitely I would like Vijay Shankar to rediscover his form. Also, I am very interested to see the approach of new players like Shah Rukh Khan, who recently played his first match, and definitely I would want him to come good. Apart from that, there are the regular customers like Washington Sundar, Ravi Ashwin. See, Sundar has become a regular. He was only 17 when he played for Rising Pune, and definitely Dhoni has credited with one of the discoveries of this franchise T20 phenomenon in India. So finally, I would like to wish all of you a very happy Tamil New Year. And definitely we hope that CSK can begin the Tamil New Year with a bang by having a great win. Again, I would like to thank Raghav for this opportunity. And thank you very much. Please keep washing your hands, wear your masks up in the correct way, and also stay safe. Thank you very much, people.
An advantage or bonus is IPL 2021 in the current times of second wave of COVID pandemic? So I feel that it is going to be an exciting season, since the venues are spread across and no team will have a home advantage. And the teams will have to get adjusted to the venue in no time, and with no crowds, the players will have a very hectic effect, and but I feel the public will still get to enjoy the matches. They can watch it on television. So again, it's going to be an exciting season. I'm looking forward to it. So my thoughts on RCB as a franchise is, you know, last time they have done a bit, and this time with all a revamped look, team looks energetic, and I feel they will do well, and win their first trophy. You know, since I have already told that team is looking very energetic, and I'm looking forward to it. And as a Bangalorean, I'm looking forward to see all the state players do well. We have already got a look at KL in the previous match. I'm looking forward for other players as well, like Padikkal. He did not get a chance to play or open this season due to the COVID norms or some unknown reasons, but I'm looking forward to him. And Mayank, Manish and Gautam as well. So to end with, so ಎಲ್ಲ ಕೇಳುಗರಿಗೂ ಉಗಾದಿ ಹಬ್ಬ ಮತ್ತು ವಿಶು ಹಬ್ಬದ ಶುಭಾಶಯಗಳು. ಥ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಯು.